In the timeless words of Friedrich Nietzsche, "He who has a why to live can bear almost any how." This powerful statement invites us to ponder the profound relationship between our purpose and our ability to endure, to persist, and to overcome. It suggests that the fuel of our motivation is not found in fleeting desires or momentary whims, but in the deep-seated reasons that anchor our existence. Yet, what happens when the clarity of our why dims in the face of routine, when the spark of motivation flickers and fades under the weight of daily grind? This is the challenge many of us face, finding the strength to continue working, to keep moving forward, when motivation is nowhere to be found. Our journey through life is seldom a constant high. There are valleys as deep as there are peaks high, times when the well of motivation runs dry. It's in these moments, in the silence of inspiration's absence, that the art of discipline becomes our guiding light. Discipline, often misunderstood as merely a rigid framework of self-denial or punishment, is in fact a powerful form of freedom. It is the disciplined mind that can navigate through the tempests of distraction and the doldrums of disinterest, steering the soul toward its goals with unwavering resolve. The importance of discipline extends far beyond the confines of personal achievement. In the tapestry of human endeavor, whether in the realms of education, career, or personal development, it is the thread that weaves together the patterns of success. It is the force that propels us forward when the winds of motivation fail to fill our sails, the inner strength that enables us to uphold commitments, to refine our skills, and to cultivate the resilience necessary for sustained growth. Yet, the path to mastering the art of discipline is not one of mere willpower or the suppression of desires. It is a journey that begins with understanding, the recognition of it as not only a means to an end, but as a practice that enriches the very fabric of our being. It involves the cultivation of habits that align with our deepest values, the setting of goals that resonate with our true selves, and the development of an environment conducive to focus and productivity. In exploring this form of art, we delve into the wisdom of ages past and present. Philosophers, sages, and thinkers throughout history have pondered the virtues of disciplined living, offering insights that remain profoundly relevant in our modern age. From the Stoics, who championed the value of self-control and inner tranquility, to the teachings of Eastern philosophies that emphasize mindfulness and detachment, the philosophical underpinnings of willpower are both diverse and deep. These traditions teach us that discipline is not a yoke to be borne begrudgingly, but a practice to be embraced with joy, for it is through this that we find the freedom to achieve our fullest potential. This exploration into the art of discipline is not a call to shun the joys of life or to view it as a somber march toward achievement. Instead, it is an invitation to discover the harmony between discipline and desire, to learn how this pursuit of our goals can coexist with and even enhance the pleasures of life. It is a journey toward understanding how, in the controlled moments of our days, we find the seeds of fulfillment, the roots of purpose, and the pathways to the profound satisfaction that comes from knowing we are fully engaged in the act of becoming our best selves. As we embark on this exploration, let us cast aside any preconceived notions of discipline as a mere tool for productivity. Instead, let us approach it with curiosity and openness, ready to uncover the deeper truths and practical strategies that can guide us through the challenges of working without motivation. Through this journey, we aim to not only illuminate the path to personal and professional development, but to inspire a renaissance of self-control that transcends the bounds of individual achievement and resonates through the essence of our collective human spirit. Building upon our foundational understanding of this art, it's crucial to differentiate between the concepts of motivation and discipline themselves, which, although intertwined, serve distinct roles in our pursuit of goals and personal development. Motivation is the spark. It's what ignites our initial desire to pursue a goal, driven by a combination of internal desires and external rewards. It's the feeling of enthusiasm and interest that propels us to start a project, take up a new hobby, or strive for a promotion. However, motivation is inherently fleeting. It waxes and wanes with our emotional state, the immediate environment, and countless other variables that can change from one moment to the next. Discipline, in contrast, is the steadier flame. It does not rely on the fluctuating states of our emotions or external circumstances, but is instead built on a foundation of consistent action, habits, and an unwavering commitment to our goals, regardless of the immediate rewards or our momentary feelings. While motivation can be seen as the reason why we embark on a task, self-discipline is the how, the method by which we continue to move forward even when our initial enthusiasm has faded. The reliance solely on motivation for productivity is fraught with limitations. Motivation is like the weather, unpredictable and changing, leaving us susceptible to procrastination and inconsistency when it fades. It's in these moments that the limitations of motivation become most apparent. When the initial excitement of a new project dissipates, or when faced with the mundane, repetitive aspects of our pursuits, motivation often falters. This is where this concept takes the forefront, offering a more reliable foundation for achieving goals. Discipline ensures that actions are taken and progress is made, even in the absence of motivation. It's the disciplined approach to work and life that results in the accumulation of small efforts over time, leading to significant achievements. Transitioning into the psychological underpinnings of this idea, it's essential to understand the roles of self-control and willpower, both of which are central components. Psychological research suggests that self-control, the ability to regulate one's emotions, thoughts, and behaviors in the face of temptations and impulses, is a key predictor of success in life. Willpower, closely related to self-control, is the capacity to resist short-term temptations in order to meet long-term goals. Both are muscles that can be strengthened over time through consistent practice. The development of self-control and willpower is crucial for discipline, as they enable individuals to maintain focus on their goals, resist distractions, and persevere through challenges and setbacks. Habits and routines play a pivotal role in building and sustaining discipline. They transform the exertion of willpower and self-control from a conscious effort into automatic behavior. By establishing consistent routines, individuals can reduce the mental load required to make decisions about when and how to work toward their goals, making it easier to maintain progress over time. This automation of behavior is key to developing this virtue, as it lessens the reliance on finite reserves of willpower and allows for the efficient allocation of mental resources. Furthermore, the establishment of disciplined habits and routines has been shown to have a profound impact on mental health and self-esteem. The regular accomplishment of tasks, adherence to personal standards, and the consistent pursuit of goals contribute to a sense of competency and self-efficacy. This, in turn, bolsters self-esteem and contributes to an overall sense of well-being. The psychological benefits of this concept extend beyond the mere achievement of goals, fostering a positive self-image and enhancing mental health. Individuals who cultivate this kind of willpower often report higher levels of happiness and satisfaction in life, as they are better equipped to manage their time, meet their obligations, and pursue their passions with consistency and determination. In understanding the nuanced relationship between motivation and discipline, and exploring the psychological foundations of this idea, we begin to appreciate the complex interplay of factors that contribute to sustained success and personal growth. Motivation sparks the engine of ambition, but it is this kind of willpower that steers the course and keeps the wheels turning, even when the road becomes difficult. The development of self-control, willpower, and disciplined habits not only propels us toward our goals, but also enhances our mental health and self-regard. As we delve deeper into this idea, it becomes clear that its value transcends the achievement of external goals, touching upon the very essence of personal fulfillment and well-being. Delving deeper into the practicalities of cultivating discipline, it becomes evident that the strategies we adopt can significantly influence our capacity to maintain focus and drive, even in the absence of motivation. Among the most effective strategies is the setting of clear goals. The framework of specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound SMART goals is invaluable in this process. These criteria ensure that goals are not just wishes, but actionable targets that can be realistically pursued. Specific goals clarify what is to be achieved, removing ambiguity and focusing effort. Measurable goals allow for tracking progress, providing motivation through visible achievements. Achievable goals ensure that objectives are within reach, given current resources and constraints, fostering a sense of possibility. Relevance ensures that goals are aligned with broader life ambitions, providing a sense of purpose. Finally, time-bound goals create a sense of urgency and help prioritize tasks, making it easier to stay disciplined by providing a clear timeline for achievement. The importance of clear goals cannot be overstated. They serve as beacons of focus, guiding our actions and decisions. When goals are well defined, the path forward becomes clearer, reducing the likelihood of becoming sidetracked by distractions or discouraged by uncertainty. Clear goals provide a metric against which we can measure our progress, offering tangible evidence of our efforts and fueling our drive to persist. They help demarcate the journey into manageable steps, making the daunting task of achieving a significant objective seem less insurmountable. Clear goals are the compass that helps navigate the journey of disciplined effort, ensuring that we remain oriented towards our desired destination, even when the allure of immediate gratification tempts us to veer off course. Transitioning from the conceptual to the practical, establishing a routine emerges as another pivotal strategy in the cultivation of discipline. Routines are the scaffolding upon which this behavior is built, providing structure to our days and automating decision-making processes. By establishing a routine, we can automate positive behaviors, significantly reducing the reliance on fluctuating willpower and momentary motivation. Routines help embed productive habits into the fabric of our daily lives, ensuring that progress towards our goals becomes a part of our identity rather than a sporadic effort. Creating effective routines requires a thoughtful approach that aligns with personal goals and lifestyles. It involves identifying the times of day when we are most productive and designing our schedules to tackle the most challenging tasks during these peak periods. It also means recognizing and mitigating potential distractions, creating an environment conducive to focus and productivity. Furthermore, effective routines include built-in breaks to prevent burnout and maintain high levels of performance throughout the day. They are flexible, allowing for adjustments based on feedback from our experiences and changes in our circumstances. By thoughtfully designing our routines, we can create a powerful framework that supports our disciplined pursuit of goals, harnessing the power of habit to propel us forward with minimal friction. Developing self-awareness plays a crucial role in the effective cultivation of discipline. A deep understanding of one's own habits, triggers, and patterns is essential for recognizing the forces that drive our behavior and for identifying opportunities for improvement. Self-awareness allows us to observe our actions and decisions with a critical eye, enabling us to pinpoint the habits that serve our goals and those that hinder our progress. It involves reflecting on our productivity cycles, understanding when we are most likely to be productive, and leveraging this knowledge to optimize our routines. It's a call to engage in an ongoing process of self-discovery and adaptation. This process might involve keeping a journal to track productivity patterns, experimenting with different routines, or simply taking time to reflect at the end of each day. The goal is to build a heightened sense of self-awareness that can inform more effective strategies for discipline. By understanding our own unique rhythms and preferences, we can tailor our approaches to this virtue, ensuring that our efforts are not only consistent, but also aligned with the natural inclinations of our personalities and lifestyles. In the quest to integrate this concept into our lives, managing distractions stands as one of the paramount challenges that can derail even the most determined efforts. The modern world, with its incessant demands on our attention, presents a myriad of distractions. Both physical, like the constant pings of our smartphones, and mental, such as the worrying and daydreaming that cloud our focus. To navigate this landscape, developing strategies for minimizing these distractions is essential. Physical distractions, particularly those stemming from technology, require a proactive approach. One effective strategy is the deliberate segmentation of time, allocating specific periods for checking emails, social media, and other digital communications, outside of which these devices are kept silent or even physically out of reach. This not only reduces the constant interruption, but also reclaims stretches of uninterrupted time that are vital for deep, focused work. Additionally, the use of apps and tools designed to limit internet use or block distracting websites during work hours can help maintain digital discipline. Equally challenging are the mental distractions that can lead us astray. Techniques such as mindfulness and meditation have proven effective in training the mind to remain present, reducing the tendency towards unproductive worrying or daydreaming. Setting short-timed work sessions followed by brief breaks, a technique known as the Pomodoro technique, can also help maintain focus while providing regular opportunities to rest and recharge the mind. Creating a conducive environment for focus and discipline extends beyond merely minimizing distractions. It involves designing a space that actively promotes concentration and productivity. This can mean different things for different people, but common elements include a clean, organized workspace, adequate lighting, and perhaps the presence of elements that encourage focus, such as plants or instrumental music. Personal comfort is also crucial, as physical discomfort can be a significant distraction. Building willpower, like managing distractions, is a critical component in the building of discipline. The analogy of willpower as a muscle that can be strengthened over time is particularly apt, suggesting that with regular exercise, our capacity for self-control can grow. This process begins with small, manageable challenges that are designed to stretch our self-control without overwhelming it. Just as a muscle grows stronger through the stress and recovery cycle, so too does our willpower increase through the consistent practice of resisting temptations and pushing beyond our comfort zones. Incremental challenges might include resisting a small temptation that you would usually give in to, or committing to a new positive habit for a short period each day. Over time, these challenges can become more significant, building upon the foundation of self-control that has been established. It's important, however, to approach this process with patience and to recognize that setbacks are part of the journey. Just as muscles can become fatigued and require rest, so too can our willpower be depleted, necessitating periods of recovery and self-compassion. The concept of willpower as a muscle also underscores the importance of nutrition, sleep, and physical health in maintaining and building self-control. Research has shown that poor diet, lack of sleep, and inadequate exercise can deplete our willpower reserves, making it harder to maintain this virtue. By taking care of our physical well-being, we can ensure that our willpower muscle is well-nourished, rested, and ready for the challenges we set for it. The cultivation of discipline is a multifaceted endeavor that encompasses the setting of clear goals, the creation of supportive routines, the development of self-awareness, the management of distractions, and the strengthening of willpower. Each of these strategies contributes to the foundation of a disciplined life, enabling individuals to pursue their objectives with resilience and consistency. By embracing these strategies, individuals can transform the art of discipline from a concept into a lived practice, unlocking their potential and achieving their highest aspirations. The journey towards building a life of discipline is fraught with obstacles, among which burnout and procrastination loom large, presenting significant challenges to maintaining discipline. Acknowledging these challenges is the first step towards overcoming them, as it allows for the development of targeted strategies aimed at mitigating their impact. Burnout, characterized by feelings of exhaustion, cynicism, and reduced efficacy, often results from prolonged periods of stress and overwork without adequate rest or self-care. It's a state where even the most disciplined individuals can find their reserves depleted, their motivation dwindled, and their productivity compromised. Procrastination, on the other hand, is the act of delaying or postponing tasks, a behavior that can undermine this virtue by creating a cycle of stress, guilt, and decreased productivity. Both challenges, albeit distinct, share a common feature. They can be mitigated through strategic planning and self-awareness. Addressing burnout requires a multifaceted approach. Foremost, recognizing the signs of burnout is crucial. These can include chronic fatigue, irritability, lack of satisfaction from achievements, and a general disinterest in work. Once identified, taking deliberate breaks becomes essential. These breaks should not only be short pauses to refresh during the day, but also longer periods of disconnection to allow for mental and emotional recovery. Incorporating activities that are rejuvenating and entirely unrelated to work, such as hobbies, physical exercise, or spending time in nature, can restore balance and prevent the accumulation of stress. Moreover, revisiting and potentially redefining goals can also play a critical role in overcoming burnout. Sometimes, burnout stems from pursuing goals that are no longer aligned with one's values or are too ambitious in scope, leading to feelings of being overwhelmed. Setting smaller, more manageable goals can help rebuild confidence and momentum, providing a clearer, more achievable path forward. These smaller goals serve as stepping stones, each accomplishment acting as a building block towards larger aspirations, reducing the likelihood of feeling overwhelmed. Procrastination, while often perceived as a lack of discipline or poor time management, can also be a symptom of deeper issues such as fear of failure, perfectionism, or lack of clarity about the task at hand. Overcoming procrastination, therefore, begins with understanding its root causes. Once these underlying issues are addressed, practical strategies can be employed to break the cycle of procrastination. One effective approach is the division of tasks into smaller, more manageable parts. This breakdown makes the work seem less daunting, with each small task acting as a more accessible entry point to get started, thus reducing the inertia that often accompanies procrastination. Another strategy is the use of positive reinforcement, rewarding oneself for completing tasks or making progress. These rewards can be simple pleasures, like a favorite snack or a short break to do something enjoyable, serving as an incentive to start and continue working through tasks. Additionally, the technique of setting artificial deadlines for personal milestones before the actual deadline can create a sense of urgency that helps combat procrastination. Seeking support from peers or mentors is another crucial strategy in overcoming both burnout and procrastination. Sharing challenges with others can provide new perspectives, practical advice, and emotional support, reducing feelings of isolation. Peers can offer accountability, helping to stay on track with goals and commitments. While mentors can provide guidance, encouragement, and strategies that have worked for them in similar situations. Finally, embracing flexibility and self-compassion is vital. The path to discipline is not about rigid adherence to plans, but rather about the ability to adapt to changing circumstances and to forgive oneself for occasional lapses. Recognizing that setbacks are part of the process and treating oneself with kindness can foster resilience, making it easier to rebound and continue pursuing goals with renewed vigor. Overcoming the challenges of burnout and procrastination is integral to maintaining discipline. By acknowledging these challenges, taking strategic breaks, setting smaller goals, understanding and addressing the root causes of procrastination, seeking support, and practicing self-compassion, individuals can navigate these obstacles effectively. These strategies not only help in sustaining discipline, but also in enhancing overall well-being and productivity, paving the way for a balanced and fulfilling pursuit of personal and professional aspirations. Embarking further into the intricate journey of building discipline, we encounter a pivotal element that shapes our entire approach to growth and learning: mindset. The concept of mindset, as explored by psychologist Carol Dweck, particularly the distinction between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset, offers profound insights into how our perceptions of ability and potential can significantly influence our capacity to integrate this principle. A growth mindset, the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work, emerges not just as a beneficial trait, but as a cornerstone in the foundation of this virtue. The importance of a growth mindset in building discipline cannot be overstated. It transforms challenges into opportunities, setbacks into learning experiences, and effort into a pathway to mastery. This mindset shift is crucial for several reasons. Firstly, it fosters resilience, enabling individuals to persist in the face of difficulties. When imbued with a growth mindset, the inevitable hurdles and failures encountered on the path to disciplined living are not seen as evidence of incapacity, but as integral parts of the learning process. This perspective encourages continued effort and engagement, even when progress seems slow or obstacles appear insurmountable. Moreover, a growth mindset catalyzes the development of discipline by changing how we view effort. In a fixed mindset, effort is often perceived negatively, as if the need for hard work signifies a lack of natural talent or ability. However, through the lens of a growth mindset, effort is reimagined as the engine of improvement, a necessary and valued component of success. This reevaluation of effort as a positive force eliminates one of the significant barriers to the development of this virtue: the reluctance to engage in sustained, challenging work. Rather than viewing it as a restriction or a punitive measure to enforce productivity, it can be seen as a liberating force. This kind of self-control, when rooted in a growth mindset, is how we realize our potential, transform our aspirations into achievements, and navigate the complexities of life with purpose and direction. It is through discipline that we gain the freedom to pursue excellence, to cultivate skills and habits that open new doors and enable us to tackle more significant challenges. This perspective on discipline as a pathway to freedom and achievement necessitates a shift away from viewing goals and ambitions solely in terms of outcomes. Instead, it emphasizes the value of the process itself, the daily practices, the incremental improvements, and the lessons learned along the way. This process-oriented approach aligns with the principles of a growth mindset, where the focus is on becoming rather than merely achieving. It encourages an appreciation for the self-control required to engage deeply with our endeavors, recognizing that mastery and fulfillment are the results of sustained effort and engagement. Fostering a growth mindset also involves cultivating an environment, both internally and externally, that supports continuous learning and development. This includes seeking feedback, embracing challenges, and surrounding oneself with individuals who embody the qualities of resilience, perseverance, and a commitment to growth. It means creating a personal and professional life that reflects the values of curiosity, openness, and the pursuit of excellence. In essence, the role of mindset in integrating this virtue is transformative. By adopting a growth mindset, we can reframe our approach to this concept, viewing it not as a series of obstacles to be overcome, but as opportunities for growth, learning, and achievement. This mindset fosters a resilience that is indispensable in the face of challenges, encourages a positive attitude towards effort and improvement, and ultimately unlocks the true potential of self-control as a force for personal and professional development. Venturing into the philosophical realms to deepen our understanding of discipline, we find invaluable insights within Stoicism and the philosophies of Friedrich Nietzsche, each offering unique perspectives on the essence and application of this concept in life's pursuits. Stoicism, an ancient Hellenistic philosophy founded in the early 3rd century BC, places a significant emphasis on virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and especially temperance, which closely aligns with the concept of discipline. Stoics believe in living in harmony with the natural world and understanding the limits of one's power, particularly emphasizing the importance of focusing on what is within our control. This philosophy teaches that while we cannot control external events, we can control our responses to them, a principle that underscores the role of self-control in managing our perceptions, actions, and emotions. The Stoic perspective on discipline is encapsulated in the teachings of Epictetus, who famously stated, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This sentiment highlights the Stoic belief in self-control and resilience as foundational elements of a virtuous life. Marcus Aurelius, another prominent Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, further illuminates this idea in his Meditations, where he reflects on this virtue in facing life's challenges, noting, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." These Stoic principles advocate for a disciplined approach to life, where the cultivation of an inner citadel of control and resilience allows individuals to navigate the vicissitudes of fate with equanimity and purpose. Transitioning to Friedrich Nietzsche's philosophy, we encounter a different yet equally profound conceptualization of self-control through the lens of the will to power. Nietzsche posited the will to power as the fundamental driving force of human beings, an innate desire to overcome obstacles, extend one's influence, and assert control over one's circumstances. Unlike the Stoic emphasis on acceptance and control over one's internal states, Nietzsche's will to power focuses on the dynamic and assertive aspect of human nature, the relentless drive to shape one's destiny in accordance with one's values and aspirations. Discipline, from a Nietzschean perspective, can be seen as a manifestation of the will to power. It is the means by which individuals exert control over their own lives, channeling their energies and desires into a coherent, purposeful direction. In this sense, it's not merely about self-restraint or adherence to external norms, but is fundamentally about self-overcoming, the process of transcending one's limitations, refining one's character, and achieving mastery over one's life. Nietzsche's idea of the Übermensch, or Overman, epitomizes this concept, representing an individual who has achieved a profound level of self-mastery and autonomy through the disciplined cultivation of their virtues and talents. Exploring the philosophical dimensions of this concept further, we delve into the ethical framework of Immanuel Kant, which presents discipline not merely as a practical tool for self-improvement, but as a moral imperative rooted in the concept of duty and moral law. Kantian ethics, with its rigorous emphasis on duty, autonomy, and the categorical imperative, offers a compelling perspective on this virtue as an ethical cornerstone of human action. For Kant, the concept of duty is central to moral action, asserting that actions are morally commendable when they are performed out of duty, rather than inclination or desire for personal gain. The categorical imperative, a key principle in Kant's moral philosophy, dictates that one should act only according to maxims that can be universally applied as a law. This principle underscores the universality and objectivity of moral law, elevating the role of discipline as essential for aligning personal actions with these universal moral principles. In this context, it becomes a conduit for the realization of moral law, guiding individuals to act out of a sense of duty rather than caprice or desire. Kantian ethics posits that true moral worth arises from controlled actions that are in harmony with moral law, irrespective of the outcomes those actions may produce. This view suggests that this virtue, when exercised as an expression of duty, transcends mere utility, embodying instead the inherent value of ethical action. The disciplined individual, from a Kantian perspective, is one who prioritizes duty over inclination, who acts not because of what they stand to gain, but because it is the right thing to do. This adherence to moral principles is what imbues actions with intrinsic value, reflecting a deep commitment to the ethical life. Moving from the deontological ethics of Kant to the virtue ethics of Aristotle, we encounter a different, yet complementary, view of discipline within the context of eudaimonia, or flourishing. Aristotle's concept of eudaimonia represents the highest good for human beings, achievable not through the pursuit of pleasure or the avoidance of pain, but through the practice of virtue. Discipline, in Aristotle's framework, is integral to this practice, serving as both the means and the manifestation of personal excellence. Aristotle argues that virtues are habits developed through consistent practice, requiring deliberate effort and ethical reflection. Discipline, therefore, is not merely about self-control or the suppression of desires, but about the cultivation of a character oriented towards the good. It is through this kind of virtuous action, guided by practical wisdom, that individuals can align their desires with virtuous ends, achieving a state of character excellence that contributes to a fulfilling and meaningful life. The role of this virtue in achieving eudaimonia is profound. It enables individuals to realize their potential not through external achievements or accolades, but through the development of virtues that constitute a well-lived life. Discipline, in this Aristotelian sense, is both the journey and the destination, a continuous process of self-improvement and ethical engagement that leads to the realization of one's highest self. It is the disciplined pursuit of virtue that allows individuals to navigate life's challenges with grace, to cultivate lasting relationships based on mutual respect and ethical values, and to contribute positively to the communities of which they are a part. As we draw our exploration to a close, we've journeyed through a rich landscape of insights, strategies, and philosophical wisdom surrounding the cultivation of discipline. From understanding the nuanced differences between motivation and discipline, to delving into the psychological underpinnings that fortify our resolve, we've uncovered the practical steps necessary for fostering an environment conducive to focused work and personal growth. The strategies we've discussed, from setting clear, achievable goals to minimizing distractions and managing our mental resources, are foundational to developing a robust framework for self-improvement. The philosophical teachings we've explored provide a deeper context, presenting self-control not just as a tool for achieving immediate goals, but as a pathway to living a meaningful and ethical life. Stoicism and the philosophies of Nietzsche remind us of the power of our responses to life's challenges, encouraging an assertive engagement with our circumstances. Kant's emphasis on moral duty and Aristotle's vision of flourishing through virtue ethics enrich our understanding of self-control as a cornerstone of a life well lived. Embarking on this journey requires no monumental leaps. Rather, it's the small, consistent steps that lead to profound changes. Begin where you are, with what you have, understanding that the path to mastering self-control is a process marked by gradual improvement and persistence. It's in the daily commitment to our goals, the routines we establish, and the mindfulness with which we approach our tasks that we find progress. Each day offers a new opportunity to practice, to learn, and to grow. As we move forward, let us embrace the challenges and setbacks not as barriers, but as stepping stones on the path to personal excellence. The journey is as much about developing resilience and adaptability as it is about achieving specific outcomes. The essence of self-improvement lies not in the magnitude of our actions, but in the consistency and intention behind them. In closing, let us reflect on the words of James Clear, who eloquently captures the essence of our discussions. You do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. This insight underscores the importance of the structures we put in place, the habits we cultivate, the routines we adhere to, and the mindset we nurture. It's these systems, grounded in the principles we've explored, that enable us to harness the true potential of self-control, transforming our aspirations into reality. As you step into the world, armed with the knowledge and strategies we've shared, remember that the journey of self-improvement is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, stay committed to your path, and let the discipline of your actions today be the foundation upon which you build a brighter, more fulfilling tomorrow.